This is Ron Moss Ministries. Today I wanted to talk a little bit about a group of people that we often kind of kick to the curb, throw by the wayside, kind of forgotten, you know, really a forgotten group of people, and that's our seniors. You know, I feel like our seniors don't get a lot of the credit that they deserve. They're kind of, you know, tossed away into senior citizen homes, or you know, they're living in a house by themselves with a host of kids and grandkids that don't have time to go see them. Everybody's busy being busy. And they're just kind of the forgotten group of people who are really the pioneers to who we are and whose we are. You know, when I think about my grandmother and my grandfather who are deceased, what they allowed me to see and what they allowed me to have as far as how they lived, you know, plays a very important part of my life now. You know, watching two people who didn't have high school graduation, that didn't graduate through high school, that, you know, went to school as long and as far as they could, because during that time it was more important to work in the fields. It was more important to have a job. You had to provide for the family, or you had to provide for your family's family. And so those were the vital things that had to take place. And as we were growing up as their grandkids, how they were there for us, you know, throughout my lifetime, I can never remember through my childhood life not ever being in a situation where I depended on my grandparents, depending on having conversations with my grandmother and being able to depend on my grandfather. And I can remember when we would come home for the summers and we would stay with our grandparents. And I can remember my grandfather would get up every morning at like 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, and my grandmother would already be up fixing him breakfast and fix him breakfast. And he would eat his breakfast. He would go to work. I can remember him coming home for lunch. She would be fixing him lunch. Of course, she would be fixing us lunch too. And then he would leave out and he would come back for dinner and she would have him dinner. And usually he would come back, because my grandfather kind of was more than just a person that worked at the textile mill. He also did odd jobs and he helped people. And I think that was my kind of first realization that, you know, part of my life was tied into helping people, because my grandfather was always out in the community, you know, doing something for somebody, you know, whether it was cutting up wood for somebody who didn't have wood at their house, or he wasn't an electrician, but he knew how to work on electricity. He knew how to do electrical work. And he was, you know, back then, folk back then could pretty much do anything, because they had to learn how to do it, because they couldn't really depend on anybody, or they couldn't afford to have it done. You know, my grandmother, because years past, had worked at so many white folks' homes and had, in the process of cleaning their homes, had created these relationships with them that they would always bring their clothes or their kids' clothes after they had got too old to wear them, or they had outwore their clothes, and they would bring them to my grandmother's house. And my grandmother would kind of make an announcement in the neighborhood and say, "Hey, I've got clothes that you all can come and look at, not for any price." Never was for any price, but for people to just come and sort through them and get what they needed. She was kind of the pillar of our community. So everybody kind of got used to calling her Aunt Reen. She was kind of the place where everybody went to. I can remember back then my grandmother would sell hot dogs and candy. And so that was kind of the staple place to come to when you got out of school. And particularly if you had any change in your pocket, you would always go to Aunt Reen's house to get your hot dog or get something to eat or something to drink. And that's how she made her little bit of pocket money, because, you know, back then they weren't making a whole lot of money, but they was making enough money to survive. That's when surviving was real. But they always, and I think this is why I want to talk about this, but they always took the time to take care of their grandkids and took care of their kids. How many times that grandma was there and grandfather was there when mama wasn't around or when daddy wasn't around? My father's in the Navy, so he was living in Virginia at a time when we were still living in Clemson. And so we had to really depend on my grandfather and my grandmother, because my mom was trying to do the best that she could with what she had. And she had five kids that she was taking care of. And so we were, she depended on her mama and daddy, and we depended on them too. My grandfather was former military. And like I said, my grandmother used to clean folk houses, and they were the greatest people that I had ever known in my life to this date. And so I want to honor them and all seniors today and every day. You know, I want us to try to make a commitment moving forward that we'll do better as it relates to checking on them and making sure that they're okay. We got a lot of our seniors who live in senior citizen homes, and how often are they visited? You know, we kind of regulate that to that's a family's job to do that. That's a family's responsibility to do that. No, it goes right back again to God's greatest commandment. I'll say it until I leave the planet. Love God with all your heart, with all your might, with all your soul, and with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as much as you love yourself. So it's all of our responsibility. It's all of our responsibility to take care of our neighbors. And guess what? There's no age limit on neighbors. You know, so we need to take care of our seniors. You know, you need to think about that today. Think about seniors who live in your community, seniors that you actually know, seniors that you can get in contact with. Make a phone call today. Go out and visit somebody. Well, you can't go visit. I take that back. Not during this time. But you can make phone calls. You know, you can have stuff delivered to them. Make sure they have what they need. You can always have that stuff delivered to them. There are always options that we have that we can do to make sure things are done the right way. And so that's my hope and my prayer today, is that we'll think about seniors. Think about your grandmother, your grandfather who was there for you, an aunt or uncle who was there for you when nobody else was, or you could depend on them. You had that uncle that was always there to give you some extra change. You had that aunt was always there to give you some extra change or give you some wisdom or some advice to tell you what you needed to do and what you shouldn't be doing. You had those seniors, those folk who were there for you when nobody else was, who are seniors now. And it appears that we're too busy, being too busy to go and check on them or pick up the phone and call them. I tell you this, I wish every single day that I wish my grandparents were still here. And I wish they were still here, not to do anything for me, but because so I could do stuff for them. So I was able, I can remember the last couple of years of my grandmother's life. I did everything I could to be there for her. I wanted to try to make an example to show her that I couldn't give her a lot of money, you know, but I could be there. I could help her. I could do things around the house when she needed me. I made it my business to call her. Grandma, you need anything? But guess what? Because of the relationship she had with the community, because she practiced God's greatest commandment in the community every day, day in and day out, my grandmother always had somebody there to take care of her. I want us to think about this today. I want you to think about 10 seniors or more that you know. I want you to reach out to them today. Make this the day that you start reaching out to them. And try to do it at least 3 days a week. What's wrong with you picking up the telephone? What's wrong with you sending some water or whatever a necessity is for them just to make sure that they're okay? Can you do that? Are you able to do that? I mean, we spend all our money doing all types of things, right? We spend all our time going all anywhere and everywhere. We're lucky enough to live in a society where we kind of do what we want to do. But we forget about how back in the day, they lived the way they had to live. And now they're living in a place where they see it would appear that they're all alone and nobody's there to care about them. I know you're busy. I know you got a lot going on. But, you know, I learned something a long time ago. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein. That the life that he consistently and constantly give us, he can also take from us. my hope and my prayer is that you'll learn how to take care of your neighbor, particularly our seniors. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. Oh, yeah. Peace.